this time the beach is empty all summer, and all the people who could have showed up, of course, it had to be you. I didn't even know you were back in town. But I guess I can't say I'm not happy to see you. You're just gonna stand there staring at me the whole time? Or are you gonna sit down? Just don't get any sun on my blanket, okay? It's been a while, huh? You look good. A little different, but good. Well, I certainly hope I look better than the wreck I was the last time you saw me. What with all the tears and snot coming down my face. I'd ask how you've been, but I know how much you hate small talk. Me? Well, I would say I'm doing great, but you found me here, sulking on the beach and staring out into the sunset. So, obviously. No, this is my first time back, actually. Yeah, I haven't been back since last time either, when it was just us. I've been home all summer, just, You know, a lot of the high school kids like coming down here now. Yeah, really. Do you remember back then when it used to just be our little secret? I remember the face you made when I told you I'd never been to the beach before I moved here. You looked at me like I was a Martian. Look, I know the UK is like quite different and far away, but it's not another planet. And the next day you pulled up at my house after school and told me you had a surprise. You made me close my eyes the whole drive down. And you were so excited when you said I could finally open them. Never see anything like this place. Nothing but sand and sea for miles. It's beautiful. But not as beautiful as the smile on your face. A few times this summer, I'd go out of my way to drive down here. Just to, you know, pass by. Watch the waves roll down the windows, smell the salt air. Feel the mist on my skin. Shut up. But I'd never stop. I'd see all these kids here. Going swimming and having picnics and bonfires. Doing all these things that we used to do. And I guess it just hurt too much to park the car. Guess maybe I was avoiding it this whole time. all the memories here. All our memories. Because it was like I knew if I came, they'd all just come flooding back, and it would just be another reminder that it's all in the past now. We'll never have our beach days back. But here I am anyway. Just couldn't help myself. Do you remember prom night? I was so mad at you when you said you didn't want to go, even just as friends. And I was a petty fuck, so I asked Betty out instead. And then you got mad at me. God, we were so fucking dumb. But then at prom, fucking Betty left me to go dance with someone else. When I tried to leave, my junk ass car wouldn't stop. So I called you to come get me. We hadn't been talking for weeks. I didn't even think you'd show up. But 20 minutes later, there you were. Pulled up in front of the gym in fucking sweats. You still looked perfect. I mean, I thought you were just gonna take me home, but then before I knew it, we were pulling up to In-N-Out, and you got me a cheeseburger and two strawberry milkshakes as a peace offering. Then we came here. It's so dark out. Like we could see every single star in the sky. You let me cry on your shoulder. And I finally broke down, told you everything. Told you that I wanted it to be you. That you were the only person I wanted to dance with that night. And I couldn't get because you kissed me. I didn't know just a kiss could feel like that. I couldn't say anything after that. And then you started the car, turned on the radio, put on some slow songs, so we could have our own prom, right here on the beach. I don't know about you, but it felt like we were dancing for hours. Just swaying to the music, barefoot in the sand. And then I looked at you. And there was in your eyes. God, I didn't say it, but you, right then, I knew you were it for me. There wasn't gonna be anyone else for me in the whole fucking world. Only you. I wish. Wished I could have stayed in the boat with you forever. Just you and me. Not staying at midnight. ran the battery dead on your car and we had to call a tow truck to pick us up. This place had always felt special, but after that night, I knew it was more than that. This beach was ours. It belonged to us. And no matter where life took us, no matter how far we'd go, we would always come back here. We'd have our summers. We'd have our beach. We'd have each other. Forever. But then, forever came to an end. I'm not stupid, okay? I knew things hadn't been the same between us for a while. But it still caught me off guard. Everything just fell apart. In one night. I kept playing it over and over in my head. It's like, I could think about it hard enough. I could think about everything I could have said that night. Everything I should have said. Maybe I could change what happened. But then, I got that package in the mail. You'd sent all my things back in a box. All that we had. All that we'd shared. Sent away in a single fucking box. It was like you were already done with me. Like you were so ready to move on. But I wasn't. At first it wasn't so bad. I mean, yeah, I cried a lot. Sulked a lot. Watched a lot of sad movies. And then I got tired of being a depressed sack of shit. Just turned off all my sadness. Shut all of it out. I mean, it worked for a while. I started going out again. Having fun, I went to a few concerts, picked up some new hobbies. Yes, really, don't look at me like that. Yeah, even went on a few dates. Not that I ever made it to a second. I thought I was okay. For so long. Looking back, none of it was real. I didn't feel anything really. It was kind of like I was living on autopilot. Just going through my life with a smile that I had to force on every damn day. I felt But being numb was better than being broken. So I kept on going like that. Putting on this mask every day. I'd just tell myself I was fine. Even though it wasn't true. But I kept repeating it over and over and pretty soon I believed it. I fell for my own lie. Then I came home with some. And a rush of all these memories came back to me. All the summers we'd shared, all the days we spent together at this beach. Our beach. And then couldn't pretend anymore. I came here and I realized that even after all this time, all the tears, all the brave faces, all the times that I convinced myself I was okay, I'm still not ready to be without you. I realize that I'm still in love with you. God, and then you had to interrupt my epiphany by showing up here unannounced. And you know what's funny? This is the first time I see you in months, and I'm not even mad at you. I've missed you. So I miss seeing your face every day. I miss hearing your voice. Your laugh. You singing along to the radio. All of that. I don't know why I thought a few months. Any amount of time would be enough for me to ever get over you. I can't keep pretending like I'm okay. Like I'm fine with not waking up every day and seeing your face. Like I'm okay. But you already knew that, didn't you? Something brought you to this beach today. Brought you here on the same day, on the exact same moment that I just so happened to be here. And I know it might just be pure chance or a cruel fucking joke from the universe. Or it could be a sign. I'm not asking. Anything like that. I don't want to keep holding out hope for something that isn't going to happen. But all I'm asking for is... an answer, I guess. Just an answer. If you came here for the same reason I did,